Michael and I were in the tent city under the bridge, and I remember going to a thrift shop and getting old clothes because they said we had to come dirty. So I ran them through the wash cycle and then let them dry very wrinkly and rubbed them in the dirt while they were still damp. And then we rubbed dirt all over our arms and faces and even in our hair and showed up, and they had the audacity to tell us we were too clean. So they proceeded to make us very, very dirty, and believe me, it was not in a glamorous makeup trailer. They sprinkled us with water, sprinkled us with dust, sprinkled us with ash, had us rolling in the mud puddles. I don't know what all they did. I really don't have a clear memory, except I was a whole lot dirtier than I have ever been in my entire life. And I'm a pretty sturdy farmhand kind of girl and was used to getting dirty, but believe me, that was the dirtiest I had ever been. And then on the evening, when we sort of had like a dinner break, the older children brought the youngest one to the bridge, and we waved up at him, and he was so appalled, he was so frightened by the sight of everything, he just hid his face in our oldest daughter's neck and wouldn't look at us.